Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed on Sunday his country would achieve victory after its military said it shot down almost all of the more than 300 drones and missiles launched by Iran the night before in a sharp escalation of the Middle East conflict, Reuters' Dianto reports.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened a war cabinet in Tel Aviv, according to his office. He later posted on social media, quote, "We intercepted, we repelled, together we shall win." Iran had vowed revenge after blaming Israel for a deadly strike on its consulate in Syria's capital Damascus in early April. Israel has neither confirmed nor denied responsibility for the attack. The Iranian mission to the United Nations confirmed Saturday's blitz was in response to the Damascus strike, adding that the matter can be deemed concluded. In a post on X, the mission also warned against further action by Israel and its allies.
That's Reuters correspondent Dianto. Former President Donald Trump held a rally in northeast Pennsylvania, an area President Joe Biden considers home turf. Trump's rally on Saturday at the Schnecksville Fire Hall in Lehigh County is his last one before his criminal hush money trial, which he called a Biden trial, begins Monday in New York.
They're all Biden trials, you know that, right? And I'm proud to do it for you. Have a good time watching. Have a good time watching. On Monday in New York City, I will be forced to sit fully gagged. I'm not allowed to talk. Can you believe it? They want to take away my constitutional right to talk.
This is Trump's third visit this year to the swing state that could decide who wins this year's presidential election. This is VOA News. Ukraine's military chief is warning that the battlefield state in the country